Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Something Deuce brought up in the segment we had him on with was about Will Clapp, and we had talked about it in the first segment, even before Deuce, that Charlie, it's official now. I know Nick Underhill is reporting this. Will Clapp on IR, which means he's lost for the season.
Yeah, that's it. Will Clapp's season is complete, and as Deuce kind of mentioned in our interview with him, the door kind of opens for that young guy in Torricelli Simpkins, who had a very, very strong
open.
Debut.
And Lemieux.
Yeah, Shane Lemieux as well. You know, once again, injuries are a part of the game, and some guys can potentially benefit from it. But you hate to hear it for Will Clapp, especially, you know, so early in the preseason, coming back home, and then he gets injured right off the bat, and it's a season-ending one.
Yeah, I know, and talking to him in the offseason, man, he was so thrilled to be back in Louisiana and looking forward to it. And but it does happen. I mean, you play pro football. It's not a dance, man. It's a contact sport. Guys, not this coming Friday, but next Friday, Steve Geller and I, we will be in Thibodaux at the Thibodaux Regional Medical Center Wellness Center. The day before, Nicholls State and Incarnate Word starts week zero in college football right around the corner. Today, Incarnate Word named the starter at quarterback, and that was redshirt junior Richard Torres. He had spent the season at UIW. But he's a former Nebraska transfer, so that's who Nicholls State will go up against. And it was made official today. Pete Thamel had it that Richard Torres, and if the name's familiar, he played at the University of Nebraska, and now's at University Incarnate Word. And so, Steve, you and I will be down there next Friday, previewing Incarnate Word as they play Nicholls State in Week Zero. First game, 12 o'clock. I know one thing. It's going to be damn hot out there.
Bring it on. I'm definitely looking forward to it for our broadcast and the game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, sure enough. Steve, go ahead.
Well, I'm going back to that O-line, Mike. I'm concerned about the interior of the Saints offensive line. Will Clapp being lost for the season, that hurts your depth right there. And then we got news about Trevor Penning could miss a few weeks with a foot injury. He did meh. You know, yeah. The preseason opener, nothing really to write home about, even though, you know, we've been talking about him adjusting to this new position. Wasn't anything really that stood out to me for him, except for the bad stuff. It still doesn't look complete on the O-line. And then Cesar Ruiz also didn't have a great game either. So a lot of depth issues there, along with your starters. So the interior of this O-line, especially with some young quarterbacks, seems like a pretty big darn concern going into the season.
Yeah, and I will say this, you know, it's going to see who gets that first nod to play alongside Kelvin Banks. If you're the quarterback, your left side's now changed now. Yeah. Okay, you got a rookie at left tackle, Trevor out of the lineup. Is it going to be Dylan Radunz, who has seen work at left guard, okay, with the Titans, or is it going to be Landon Young? Because he's really the sixth man here, because he's played tackle and guard. Because there's no guarantee that Trevor's going to be ready for game one right. of the regular season. And Deuce made a great point about it. Come on, you don't want to go into the regular season without them having worked together on that left side, especially with a rookie.
Yeah, that's what really sucks for Penning. The injury, missing this valuable time right now in camp and preseason games leading up to the regular season. He desperately needs those reps, Mike.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think it'll be interesting to see how they handle game two, because last year a lot of teams played their starters more in game two than any other time in getting ready for the regular season. So it'll be interesting to see how it shapes out along the offensive line. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with Brett McMurphy, a national NCAA football reporter. After the AP Top 25 came out, Brett tweeted out that at least one team that started the season unranked finished in the top 10 in the final AP poll in 29 of the last 31 years. So I'm looking through, you know, the top 25 and seeing who was kind of left out. And one of the teams, I mean, we just talked with Gary Smith about it. Can the Tulane Green Wave be a team that could potentially make a run to the college football playoff this year? I think it's a legitimate shot. Like Gary was saying, if they win the AAC championship this year, if they can pick up some nice non-conference victories. I know that they play Northwestern, but they also have a Duke matchup. And then they also play Ole Miss. It's a pretty good non-conference slate for John Summerall's squad. And if they can pick up some impressive wins, have a really gaudy record by the end of the season, you know, we'll see if the Green Wave can be that group of five representative in the college football playoff. And really, if you look
Them or Boise State, Charlie?
Well, Boise is ranked in the AP Top 25. They're at the very back end of it. They're at number 25. But I get your point about being the group of five representative in the 12-team college football playoff. But if you're just talking about the teams that weren't ranked initially, why not the Tulane Green Wave? Why not Coach Summerall? I'm buying stock, man.
And you'll see, I think the big part of it is the development at quarterback. Man, he fixed a lot of ills on your team. When you got problems, hey, we saw it here with Drew. No matter what, I mean, they had talent. But, man, Drew Brees fixed a lot of some of the issues that you had. And now that he's not there, it's really shown up across the board once he left his football team and, you know, and physically wasn't the same guy anymore. And he admits that. But, man, if you can develop that at quarterback, this team legitimately has got a shot. And I think they win week one against Northwestern. The big test, Ole Miss.
And that quarterback, Austin Simmons, that we got to see at Manning, Mike. He's a well-built guy.
Yeah, and he can run it, and boy, that southpaw, that ball comes out of there and really, really quick.